Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 16th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Oracle's stock price has doubled over the past 2 years. Much of that is due to artificial intelligence. The software giant stock has jumped more than 40% in the last 2 months, a period that included Oracle's latest earnings report and the disclosure of a new cloud service agreement expected to contribute more than $30 billion in annual revenue, starting in Oracle's 2028 fiscal year. Challenges for the company include managing what is still a volatile business against raised expectations, plus its ability to secure AI chips from NVIDIA that are in hot demand. Shares of Oracle ended the day up 2.7%. And Ubisoft Entertainment has appointed two co-CEOs to lead its new Tencent-backed subsidiary. The co-CEOs will come from Ubisoft, Christophe Drenas and Charlie Guillemot. The new subsidiary is set to include the teams behind the Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six franchises. The unit will also house any new games under development or to be developed. 4 months ago, the French video game group struck an agreement with Chinese internet giant Tencent. Under it, Tencent would invest the equivalent of $1.35 billion for about a quarter stake in the new subsidiary. Finally, we exclusively report that Estée Lauder is making a new push to reach shoppers online. The beauty giant was late to embrace online retail. Its new CEO, Stéphane de la Favre, is changing that in an effort to reverse slumping sales amid changing consumer behavior. The company has hired a senior executive from Nestlé to help drive a digital overhaul, and it says it will use AI to enhance consumer experience and leverage data to identify trends and create targeted products. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes for today. Join us again tomorrow morning for your next quick tech update.